What's up, world? Welcome to the positive truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the positive truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Monday. We talk about uplifting and positive news. We have 7 positive news stories today to make your world a better place. Or at least not make it a better place, make you be more hopeful and less fearful about the community and the world around you. Yeah, there you go, JP.
Yeah.
We do this also on Wednesdays, and on Fridays we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. I'm JP. The other person, lovely voice, is Tim Tim.
Yay, yay.
And basically, before we get into the positive news stories, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Instagram at The Positive Truth, Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, and Twitter at TPT_podcast. Email is thepositivetruth@gmail. You can email us about a story or about our wonderful t-shirts. Tim, do you want to tell the world about our t-shirts, or do you want me to?
I got you this time, JP. So we got 2 t-shirts. They're gray with the Positive Truth logo on the front. And then on the back, we actually have a newer logo. If you guys have seen our old shirts, they don't look exactly the same as it does on the front. It's actually a pretty cool one. So if you guys want these shirts, you can buy them for $20. All you got to do is contact us through any of our social media platforms or email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. Now, if you don't have $20 or whatever the case may be, you have an opportunity to get these shirts for free. And how you do that is you add all of your friends. We want 10 likes on the Positive Truth from your friends list. If you add all of your friends, I guarantee you'll find 10 people to do it. I promise you, we started doing this maybe 2 weeks after we got these shirts, and not that many people were following directions. They really weren't doing it too well. But then over the last, I want to say 3 weeks, we've jumped up, you know, over 100 likes because people are adding their friends and they want these t-shirts. And we've given away quite a few t-shirts. So if you want a Positive Truth t-shirt and you want to go ahead and promote all this positivity we're trying to give out into the world, go ahead and let us know and add your friends.
Who doesn't like positive news, and who doesn't like free shirts, free stuff?
Exactly. We just got to be brave and take the steps to add our friends, you know?
Brave is a choice adjective there, Tim.
It definitely was.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I had my cup of coffee. I got a run in this morning. I'm doing good.
How far did you run?
Just 4.5 miles today.
Oh, just 4.5.
Well, I'm training for a marathon. Well, a half marathon right now. So I got to definitely put in some long runs. And 4.5 miles is definitely like an easy day for us.
That's what's up. Speaking of running, though, last podcast, Wednesday, we were talking about the person I knew that ran the 1601. I said the 3 mile. I said the 3K. I meant the 5K.
Yeah, you. I think you changed it up later on. You were like 3 miles, but yeah, I definitely knew you were talking about 5K.
Okay, because I was gonna say like running a 3K in 1601 is not fast.
Yeah, it's definitely not too fast. I think a 3K is like a little less than 2 miles. So yeah.
I could have done that. Alright, yeah. But yeah, I'm good, Tim. I'm good.
For sure. Well, JP, you know, you were talking about running just then. I think that leads right into my first positive news story.
Well, let's hear it, Tim.
For sure. So this man by the name of Rob Gomez, he was in second place of this 10K race out in Maine. And he's about 50 meters into the finish line. And he noticed that he sees the person in front of him by the name of Jesse Orich. I'm saying his last name wrong. I know it, so I'm just going to go by Jesse. So Jesse falls down. He's in first place. Rob is in second place. He's getting ready to pass him. But instead of being the competitive person that every athlete pretty much is, this man gets up, helps Jesse get up, runs with him for the next 50 meters to the finish line, and then pushes him across the finish line to make sure that he won.
Why did he fall, though?
Collapse. I mean, your body got too... Looking at the video, there's a short video of watching him push him across the finish line that I'll upload to the Positive Truth Facebook page. It looks like his body just collapsed. He was fatigued. You could tell he just didn't have anything left. And as a runner, we've been there every now and then. It's tough, man. It's definitely tough. And watching this video, you can see his body just super weak. And the fact that Rob Gomez helped this man and push him over the finish line was amazing in itself. And the coolest thing about, there's a bunch of cool things about it, but there was a $1,000 prize that everybody knew about it for the top male and female finisher. And he gave up that $1,000 to help this other man win, which is amazing in itself. But then I also like his reaction to it. You know, everybody kept putting him on a pedestal and he said, I don't deserve that. What people saw was just an example of the running community. It's not really special, it's just what we do. And then later on, he was like, it wasn't a calculated decision. It was just because, it wasn't because I was some sort of hero or some kind of special person, because I'm not. As runners, we understand. We pick each other up and help each other. And this is why I love running so much, because of people like him. Like, that was, man, I thought it was so awesome. And the coolest thing is, there's a little short video. It's literally 5 seconds of him getting ready to run across the finish line with that guy in his arms. And then he kind of just lets him go so he can cross the finish line first. I thought it was amazing.
Where was this run? Where was this at?
In Maine.
Was this like an actual, like, this sounds like a good race if there's money on the line.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, you got all kind of spectators watching. I mean, there's probably 50, maybe even 100 people watching this race right now on the side of the finish line. TD Bank Beach to Beacon 10K is what it was called.
So it was basically 6 miles?
Yeah.
For us, you know, American slow folk.
6.2 miles.
That surprised his body breakdown with that. He must have been going.
Oh, yeah, man. If there's $1,000 on the line, you got some of the fastest guys in that area going to try to win that money. Because in running, you know, we don't get those $1 million contracts. We get those, hey, I'll pay for your running shoes for the season, and whatever races you win, you win.
Running is any track and field event. If you're not the best in the world, you're not getting paid.
That's the truth. Most of them are, you know, working 2 or 3 jobs, or they're doctors and running on the side. It's wild.
I did like what he said about that. This is what the running community, this is what we do. Because in my head, I was like, well, I would have been trotting past his bike to the finish line with me.
Yo, if this had been like middle school Tim or high school Tim, I definitely would have been like, yeah, he fell. I won this $1,000. That's what's up. But definitely over the years, the running community has taken a big change. It's just not as competitive. It's more, the people are way faster these days than they were back whenever I was in high school. Like, I want to say there was only like 4 or 5 guys in high school to ever break 4 minutes in the mile. And now it's happening like every year. But it's because of positivity, man. Like, these people respond better to positivity than to, hey, hate that other team. You have to hate them. You have to be better than them. Like, these coaches and these runners are starting to realize, hey, we can help each other get better. And it's working.
That's what's up, Tim Tim.
Tú sabes.
Well, I don't have anything near that cool to beat that story, but I do have a positive news story. So basically, Orlando in Florida, that Orlando, the Orlando City Commission has unanimously approved a resolution last Tuesday establishing a goal to have Orlando to have 100% clean and renewable energy by 2050. They are the 40th city to do so in the world. And congratulations, Orlando. It's kind of short, but you know, hey, I like renewable energy.
Yeah, I was about to say, short and sweet. I love that. By 2050 is what you said?
Yeah, they're the 40th city to commit to that cause. As someone that's going back to school in basically a week to be a solar engineer, pay my bills. Again, this is me showing why I would not be a good runner. Because I would just be like, hey, you gotta finish the whole race, buddy. Gotta pay my bills, Orlando.
I love that. Oh, that was funny.
Anyway, back to Tim.
Back to Tim. We can talk about Tim by the name of Tim Tebow, actually. And we're going to go ahead and talk about him because he's from Florida, actually. Well, he played football in Florida, really. I'm not sure where he went to high school, but that's beyond the point. So we know Tim Tebow, right? We've talked about him on the podcast a couple times. Tim Tebow was playing. He plays for the St. Louis Mets, which is a minor league team for the New York Mets. And they were playing against the Charlotte Stone Crabs, which is another minor league team. The reason I'm talking about this story is because there was this kid. He has autism, right? And he was in the stands, and he decided to take the chance by like, hey, let me wave at my favorite player. Tebow's at batting practice, is swinging the bat, you know, warming up. And Tim Tebow, you know, does the unthinkable, which is not really too unthinkable for Tim Tebow fans. He actually waves back at the kid, you know, comes over and shakes the kid's hand, gives him a hug, you know, and walks away. The kid's crying, of course, you know, like he's beyond happy. But then something even cooler happened. Tim Tebow, it's his turn to bat right after, you know, he shakes his kid's hands, you know, he meets the kid or whatever. Goes up to bat and he hits a home run, a 3-run home run, right? Kid starts crying, the mom starts crying. It was just a beautiful moment. And then the coolest thing about it, after the whole entire baseball game, Tim Tebow goes back up to the kid and takes pictures with him that his mom got to, you know, take, and they're on his phone. And I have the video actually of him coming up to the kid and shaking his hand and giving him a hug. And I just thought it was awesome because somebody like Tim Tebow, which everybody in the United States pretty much knows who he is, whether you're a football fan or a baseball fan, this man has gone above and beyond in so many different ways to help others and to be polite and to not use his star power as like, I'm better than you. And this is just another, you know, example of what type of person he is and why we talk about him here on The Positive Truth.
Tim, I'm about to disappoint you.
Yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure you know exactly what's about to come out of my mouth. Only thing I know about Tim Tebow is he's a football player. I had no idea he played baseball, but you're saying he does a lot of positive things. So inform me, Tim, inform me.
Well, he threw a prom for pretty much every state in the United States for people with special needs. I talked about it maybe, it was some months ago. It was around prom season, so I'm going to guess it was like April, May.
Okay, pay attention, JP, pay attention.
No, you're good, man. He basically threw a prom for, it was, I'm not exactly sure what church it was, but it was churches all over the United States. They were throwing a prom that Tim Tebow basically sponsored, and he went above and beyond back then. I mean, he had like the nicest lights and nice music. Everybody was dressed up. I mean, it was super awesome. My aunt actually sent me the story. She actually volunteered at her church that Tim Tebow put together. And I mean, it was, from all the pictures that I saw on his website, were just amazing. And then that my aunt, the fact that she brought it up and she was volunteered about it, and she said she loved everything about it, that she can't wait to do it again. I mean, I'm a big fan of Tim Tebow for sure.
That's what's up. Why did he go from football to baseball? Is he Bo Jackson, like the best athlete ever?
He's the most underrated athlete, I think, probably in the last like 10 years, man. This kid, he makes it to, you know, he's a Heisman Trophy winner, 2-time college, a national football champion, goes to the NFL. Nobody wants him to play quarterback because he's an unorthodox quarterback. His throwing form wasn't really too good. He ends up getting a starting spot for the Denver Broncos because the quarterbacks got hurt, right? And then on top of that, whenever he was playing for the Denver Broncos, he beat the team that was supposed to win the Super Bowl that year, the first round of the playoffs. He beats them in overtime, makes it to the second round of the playoffs, and lose to the Super Bowl winning team. I mean, and then on top of that, they fired him after that, and nobody wanted to hire him. You know, like, I think he had one more tryout with the Jets after that, and they just didn't like what he was doing. So he didn't retire from football. He just couldn't get a contract. He decided to pick up baseball because that was his first love back in high school. And this man is a monster in the minor leagues. I mean, he's playing better than what Michael Jordan was playing whenever he went to baseball. Like, he honestly could make it to the major leagues. I honestly think so.
As an MJ fan, MJ almost did make it. He would have made it to the leagues, but they had the little lockout, and that's why he didn't.
Right.
So don't disrespect MJ.
Oh, not at all. That's what I'm saying. Like, he definitely is a better baseball player than what MJ was when it comes to hitter, like, or batting anyways. Like, he's hitting home runs like crazy.
That's what's up. I'm going to start telling that to my mom anytime I fail in anything. Like, they said I was too unorthodox for the job. I'm sorry. That's my new excuse for everything. Every time I fail, it's just like, the employer said I was too unorthodox. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
All right, well, my next positive news story is about Britain. And most people don't know this. I don't know if the Positive Truth people, listeners, know this, but I'm a pescatarian, which basically means the only protein I eat is, well, the only animal I eat is fish. So no poultry, no red meat, all that wonderful stuff. And one of the many reasons is how we treat the animals in the slaughterhouses and the people. Well, in Britain, they have just enforced that every slaughterhouse has to install a CCTV in a bid to boost animal rights and have them comply with food standards and animal welfare laws. And I think that's wonderful and awesome. So basically, every slaughterhouse is going to have cameras installed, so people, so the what we call our FCC, our food people, food administration, food directory, FDA, there we go, FDA. Britain's version of an FDA that I cannot find in this article. They can always check in, kind of big brother-ish, and make sure it's like, hey, they're treating the people right. They're treating the animals right. They're not covered in feces. They're meeting food standards. That's what's up.
That is what's up for sure.
Good job, Britain. It's 2017. This is just now happening. Yeah.
It's like we just got cameras for the first time.
Yeah, man. Like, what is this thing on my phone? Like, why does it have this weird hole on the other side?
Oh, that's too funny.
What is this? Fa-Autos. Like, what is this? What is this app?
Nah, it's Pahotos, man. Pahotos.
What does that do?
Oh, man. That's awesome, though. It's weird that we had the selfie. You know, everybody knows what a selfie is before we had cameras, you know, in our slaughterhouse. But that's cool. That's cool.
Technically, we don't have it. Britain does. Shout out to Britain.
I apologize. We're slacking over here in the U.S.
I mean.
Oh, man.
But we'll see. There's an old saying, if the slaughterhouses had clear walls, none of us would eat anything coming from them. Well, Britain is making sure they have clear walls in a very different way.
That's what's up. I didn't know that was a saying at all, so I'm glad you educated me on that one for sure.
Well, Tim, I'm not bringing much to the podcast today except bad jokes, so you know I got it.
I'm laughing at everything, JP, man.
I appreciate that, Tim. I appreciate that. What do you got?
I got another beach story. I know we talk about beaches a lot, but this time it's not, you know, a chain of people saving somebody or picking up trash. It's actually from Clearwater. Basically, what happened was these manatees, there was about 7 manatees that got washed up to shore on the beach, right? And there was obviously, you know, people at the beach. So the people started helping, but there was 3 that they just couldn't do. So they had to call for backup. You know, they called the fire and rescue department. And the fire and rescue department got out there and they heard there were 7. So once they got there, they realized there was only 3 left. And they worked slowly. They did everything they possibly can to get those 3 manatees back into the water. It was a big group of people. I actually have a pretty cool picture and a video as well that I'm going to upload to the Facebook page.
How many people?
Oh, man. In this one picture, there's about 15 people and a couple kids, you know, watching and just splashing water onto the manatees. Which manatees are pretty big, too, by the way. They're not like, you know, 10 pounds or anything like that.
Oh, I just Googled it. 650.
650 pounds?
Yeah.
Whew. That didn't even look that heavy to me on that. That's way, I'm assuming like maybe 250, 300 pounds. But yeah, 650 pounds is a lot. So basically, the Clearwater Fire and Rescue Department got all 3 back into the water safely. And if you guys want to check this video out on our Facebook page, go to the Positive Truth Podcast and it'll be there.
I've never understood how animals get end up beach ridden.
Well, they said it was it was shallow waters and the waves and the wind were just really, really, you know, going wild. So they think they got washed up. And I know, you've never really swam in the beach, have you, JP?
Like in an ocean, like maybe twice. But still, like, how do you get 650 pounds completely out of the water with wind? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that, man. I couldn't tell you that. I know I've actually went scuba diving, and I saw a manatee, man, and I was terrified. Like, terrified. Like, I thought it was going to eat me. I didn't know what it was. And then, you know, afterwards they tell us, like, oh, you know, they're like
the sea cows.
Yeah, like, they're just so chill. They won't mess with us at all, you know? And I'm just like, well, I wish I would have known that, because I was shaking.
I like how you saw one up close and you still thought it only weighed 250 pounds.
Yo, I mean, I always guess under to be polite, but like, I really don't know. Tim, I'm bad at guessing weight.
That is a wonderful survival skill that has proved out wonderful for you in your life.
Tú sabes.
That and whatever people ask, like, how old do you think I am? Like, why are you putting me in this bad situation?
Like, I always say 21. Always say 21.
Yes, that is the correct answer. I like Always underguess weight, underguess age, and never ask if a girl's pregnant, ever. I don't care. Oh my God. I do not care if she likes 9 months and like 3 days and it's just round as a basketball. Don't ask. Like, are you pregnant? Every single time. Because you make that mistake once, it's like, oh.
You learn real quick not to do it again.
I did it once in my old job. I was like, you're not going to be having alcohol because you're pregnant. She was like, huh? And I, yo. The recovery, like, I was like, did you want anything to drink today? Like, I recovered so fast and, like, moved. Like, I got out of there so fast.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. See, I had a similar thing, but it was like, man, you look like you're about to pop. This is in high school, you know, I was like a sophomore or something. Yo, my teacher pulled me to the side after class. Oh man, I learned real quick. Never, if a woman looks pregnant or she is pregnant, you don't say anything. Do not say anything.
Did you say that to the teacher?
Yeah, I said it to the teacher, you know? I was a class clown, man. I didn't care, but I wasn't thinking anything negative about it. She was like 8 months pregnant, I think, at the time. She got so mad at me. Oh man, I learned real quick. You don't say anything to a pregnant woman like that at all.
Yeah, go back to my story. Like, I said that, and the next day I went to H&H with my friend Marco, right?
Right.
And apparently this H&H is like a food truck thing they used to do in Oklahoma that they don't do anymore because Oklahoma doesn't like fun stuff except for drinking and super loud clubs that I don't approve of. But anyway, we saw your sister up there, right?
Right.
And your sister was pregnant with your nephew.
Cool, cool.
And Marco, like, we say hi, and in my head, I'm just remembering what happened to me the last night, so I was like, I'm not saying anything. And Marco was like, number two. I looked at Marco, like, and I gave him the eyeball. I was like, what are you doing? And, like, Tammy was actually pregnant. So I was like, oh, okay, good, good, good.
JP was scarred.
Yes, like, for real. Like, I never, ever, ever gonna do that again. The lady's face, whenever, like, I told her that, oof. And, like, you know, she's tipping me. So I was like, oh, man, I just totally ruined this with one statement. Anyways, back to positive news stories. Wisdom with JP and Tim, along with positive news.
Tú sabes.
So my next positive news stories is also about clean energy. Basically, there's a company. It's called the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology. And what they've done is they've taken hydrogen and carbon dioxide and turned it into regenerative electric power. It's the first of its basically kind. It's 200 liters of synthetic fuel produced completely from solar energy and air's carbon dioxide. And yeah, I think it's really cool. It's small, so it's like really small. You see like those semi trucks that pass you?
Right.
That's exactly what it looks like. And the plan is the U.S. Navy wants to use a system like this eventually so they can reduce their dependence on fuel ships and produce fuel for aircraft carriers on board and excess power for nuclear reactors. So they can just have all of this on board and then basically they'll never need to come in shore ever.
Because, well, that's good.
Because they'll have all the fuel on the ship. The only time they'll need to come in is to get more fuel, but like 200 liters of fuel on like the one little bitty semi-truck thing, and it's only gonna get smaller. Refill all those aircrafts. I think it's wonderful. I think it's cool. Science is cool. Science is cool with JP and Tim. There we go.
I'm loving it, man.
What do you got for your last positive news story, Tim?
Man, my last news story is about a dog. His name is Patriot, and he's a husky. Now, when Patriot was, a small puppy, he was actually abused pretty bad. He had wire wrapped around his mouth. He actually has scars there. And whenever he was adopted, he had issues trusting his owner by the name of Kevin Marlin, who adopted Patriot from the Orange County Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Man, that was a long title. He adopted him And, you know, he was just trying to build trust with this dog. And over time, you know, he built that trust. Over about a year later, he was able to put a collar back on this guy, the dog's neck. Now, Patriot is a therapy dog now. He actually helps young children that have been dealing with or dealt with any kind of abuse when it comes to physical or sexual. Basically, what happens is whenever they go to court and they're talking about what happened to them, these dogs are allowed to go in to court and basically walk up to whoever they need to walk up to that's feeling any type of way and kind of just be like that teddy bear for them. And Kevin actually talked about a story in this article that I was reading, how this girl, she just could not speak. She was having issues in court. She just couldn't talk about anything. And she saw Patriot. Patriot goes up to her. The girl immediately starts petting Patriot and just started crying. And she was able to finish out her trial, like, with confidence because of Patriot. And Orange County is actually one of the few counties that are actually allowing therapy dogs into the courthouses. And it's been really, really going really, really well for them. They've had over 65 meetings in Orange County where they've had therapy dogs go in there. And the reason I'm talking about this story, obviously I love dogs and I love any kind of positive news story with a dog, but I think this is really awesome. There's a picture with Patriot as a puppy with his snout just kind of tore up, and then him as an adult with a collar and his owner. And it's just a real good picture, and it kind of gives you hope. And that's exactly what the owner, I believe his name is Marlon, the owner actually wanted to do. He really wants to show Patriot off as hope. No matter what you guys are going through, whenever you were abused, Patriot kind of went through the exact same thing, and he's doing okay now. And he wants to use Patriot as a sign of hope for these people that are going through the issues that they're going through. And I just thought it was super awesome that this puppy is inspiring and helping people get through their own issues.
Wonderful positive news story, Tim. 100% agree with it. Why is Orange County one of the only counties that's using the therapy dogs?
Man, I have no idea.
That sounds like a really great idea.
Yo, I loved it. I've actually never heard of a therapy dog like in a courthouse or anything like that. But then after I read the article, because I was kind of skeptical, I was like, what is going on here? And after reading it, it makes sense. I mean, I love puppies. If I see a dog, I'm definitely going to stop and try to pet it or say hi or something.
You know,
for somebody, go ahead.
So you remember we did, the one positive news dog story I've ever had is the one where they started letting dogs in some hospitals in Florida, and it's like really been helping patients recover faster.
Right.
I mean, yeah, like, I guess 2017, we're still learning about the effects of, you know, just feeling comfortable. In a very bad setting like a hospital or a courtroom.
Right.
Also, this is not the positive truth, but if you're like a person that's beating up a young child or a young puppy, like, come on, man. Come on, you can. It's like the worst of the worst. Just saying.
That's the negative lies we're talking about right there.
Exactly. Anyway, great positive news story, Tim, to close it out. This is the positive truth. Like I said earlier, we're on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Gmail. If you like the podcast, please, please, please share it with a friend. Give us a 5-star review in iTunes. We're looking to get on Spotify, along with Google Play and YouTube. Tim, do you have a positive quote?
Yeah, I actually have a quote that we were talking about earlier with the runner. I'm actually going to go ahead and read it again because I thought it was amazing. They put me on a pedestal I really don't deserve. What people saw was just an example of the running community. It's not really special. It's just what we do. And he's talking about how he helped out a runner that was about to win a race whenever he could have easily won. He helped him go across the finish line so he could win, because if you're a runner, you know how hard you work to win a race or to run. And somebody like that is definitely who y'all should aspire to be like.
Absolutely. So, shout out to Jesse. We hope everyone has a wonderful, positive day, a positive week. Happy Monday. We're out.
Stay positive.